The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome to Behind the Bots, Episode 2. This week we'll be talking about the episode titled Ship Shape. It's the second episode in line in Season 8, but it actually was recorded first, or at least most of it was. There's a big story behind that. Almost 2 years ago now, we had started Season 8. I had written that first episode, which was Ship Shape. It was intended to be the season premiere. And we'd had a whole new format coming along with this new season. The plan was that they were going to be on this spaceship, which was actually the Titan One, but had been sold off to an independent salvage company and renamed the SS Black Crow. It was the familiar bots plus some new ones and a new captain, of course, which was Captain Hancock. And the idea was that, you know, we would just be having the bots going through space looking for salvage and generally being hounded by Captain Hancock and his first mate, Prentice. So that was the idea, and a few other ideas included. And we actually recorded that first episode, and then I decided I just wasn't really 100% happy with that concept for the whole season. We were going to do 5 or 6 episodes of that format. And then I just wasn't, like I said, I wasn't that happy with the concept for the season, and I ran into some writer's block. It happens, and for various reasons. And that happened to me, and I had a real tough time continuing the season. So even though we'd recorded one, and I was working on a couple other scripts, I was really struggling. So I had to put it aside for a while, and it actually got put aside for a lot longer than intended. So eventually, though, earlier this year, 2015, I ended up going back to it and re-examining it and deciding what I should do with this series, with the season, and with that episode. And I didn't want to waste an episode, so I wanted to make use of the material that we recorded, but I also wanted to go in a new direction with the series for Season 8, and I came up with this idea of them ending up in a whole other reality, a whole other universe, on a new planet. Sort of like what we did several years ago when we had them crash into the planet Bob, which was a very good time for the show. A very successful season or so when they were on planet Bob. And I wanted to do something similar, but I wanted to do something different, because I didn't want to just simply to repeat what we'd done before. So I devised a very different kind of planet for them to be stranded on. But once I got going and I got back into the old script, this one, Ship Shape, I just decided, you know, it worked better than I thought it did. And I thought, you know, why don't we just revisit that from time to time in this season? And so the plan was to just have a couple or three episodes in the mix where we would revisit that and show what happened leading up to them actually crashing on the planet. So that was the plan, and as things go, you know, things develop. And we had planned to do about 5 or 6 episodes again for Season 8. And then it just kind of kept growing, because once I wrote 2 or 3 episodes, I suddenly realized it's kind of out of balance. If I'm going to have like this every other week going back as a flashback into what happened before on the ship, then it needs to kind of even out. It should be 1 week on the planet, 1 week on the ship, back to being on the planet, back to being on the ship, and all the ship stuff takes place in the past. But it was all out of balance because I had a couple on the planet and then one on the ship, and I don't know, it just didn't work out. And then some ideas came forth as Jeff Niles and I were sort of brainstorming and came up with a few other things, and so we got another episode thrown into the mix, and then we brainstormed some more, and then we got more episodes into the mix, and then we had a two-parter, and then, you know, the season just kept growing. So but back to ship shape, in order to include it and to keep up this idea of that's in the past and here's what happened, I had to come up with a new ending actually for that episode. I couldn't go with the original ending, which just ended, you know. It sort of, in a way, it ended on a, it wasn't a cliffhanger, but it certainly gave you an idea that the things that happened at the end of the episode were going to be revisited. And since I decided they were in a whole other universe, a whole other reality, that really didn't work anymore. So I had to change the ending altogether to, well, first of all, get them put into the alternate reality and crash on the planet. So I had to clip off the ending and rewrite that so that it leads into basically the previous episodes, the season premiere, and shows you how they ended up on the planet. So that's basically how that unfolded. And we, unfortunately, there was another character in there, a human character, a female, that was supposed to revisit in the original concept. She was kind of going to be keeping an eye on Captain Hancock and crew to make sure they stay on the straight and narrow. But when I flipped them into this other universe and trapped them on the planet, I really didn't have a purpose for that character. So sadly, that character got cut altogether, which was meant to be played by Michelle Walters, who had previously played the original Duke and one or two other characters along the way. So sadly, she lost out because that character got cut from the series altogether. So maybe, hopefully, sorry Michelle, but hopefully one of these days we'll work her back in somehow. But as it stands, there's a whole new ending, of course. The ending that you will hear in this episode, if you haven't listened to it already, from the point of them getting flipped into the other universe, that's all new material that we recorded this year. But everything before that we recorded last year, and was meant to be the season premiere. So it's interesting how things work out in the end. But once I started working on this episode and reworking it and rewriting it, and then writing what became the season premiere, and then started writing one or two others, it just, the old creative juices started flowing. So luckily we came up with, I think, a really solid season. And so you're just, it's the tip of the iceberg right now. These first two episodes have been fun, but oh, it gets even better as it goes. So tune in, you're gonna really love it. All right, until next time, this is John Russell signing off.
Have been listening to the second episode of Behind the Bots, the behind-the-scenes discussion of Robot to the Company, episode number 72, Ship Shape, which was presented by Jonathan Patrick Russell. The music included in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor, sound designer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com, and if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so, and we'd appreciate it, at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We'll be back again next week with another look behind the bots. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, The journey continues.